Chapter 35 2 Translator, Zia Editor, Ellie on the right side of the stand, everyone's eyes immediately turned to Mo Zian. Mo Zian was a little angry at Lu Jilin's actions, but he couldn't help but feel vanity. He was originally sitting next to Emperor Zhengjun, and was ignored. Everyone surrounded Du Xian, which made his self-esteem hurt, like sitting on pins and needles. Looking at Mo Zian, everyone peeked at Du Xian again, after all, everyone knew the grievances between them. Du Xian was completely irrelevant. Before, he was the one who was pitied and ridiculed. Who let him be abandoned by his fiancé? Lu Jilan even preferred to chase Mo Zian, which made his reputation fall into a quagmire. But now that Du Xian was married to Xu Ting, the one being ridiculed was not him but Lu Jilan. It was Lu Jilan who didn't recognize the pearl. The son of the Mo family? The empress turned around three times, but did not remember which official in the court surnamed Mo. A female official told the empress, "It is the son of a merchant." So the empress's mood immediately lightened, she originally wanted to make a good story. But the son of the merchant. The empress was afraid that if she conferred marriage on her forefoot, Lu Chenzhou, the minister of household affairs, would be able to make trouble for her. Talented girl, really enviable, go down. Lu Jilan bowed gracefully and left. Not long after they spoke, the sound of horses' hooves sounded again and everyone was looking forward to it. This time it was the princess. Emperor Zhengjun immediately became excited. The princess walked into the playground and dismounted to pay her respects to the empress. How's the hunting? The empress had the greatest expectations from her. The princess was very satisfied, and immediately ordered the guards to put the prey on the table. The prey hunt by the princess was considerable in quantity and quality. One of them was a fit and huge wild deer that attracted everyone's attention. Even the empress couldn't help getting up and walking to the front of the stands to observe the prey. The princess looked high-spirited, and with this deer alone, she won. Sure enough, the face of the eldest empress daughter who had walked to the side and sat down long ago turned dark. Du Xian and others hurriedly congratulated Emperor Zhengjun, throwing out flattering words. Emperor Zhengjun was high in his heart, but he still said modestly, "It's too early to say that the princess has won the top spot. We have to wait for Xian's wife, Xu Ting, to come back and see, maybe the princess will be compared to her, which will make people laugh." Du Xian just smiled and didn't speak. The fourth empress daughter arrived as soon as the princess came back. The empress saw Yan Yuntong and said happily, "Yan Yuntong is also here. The princess hunted a deer, so let me see what you have hunted." The guards of the fourth empress daughter untied the prey and put it together with the prey of the princess for a bright comparison. The prey of the fourth empress daughter was not inferior to that of the princess. If not for the fact that the prey with the largest weight was slightly smaller than the wild deer of the princess, it could even be said to be an even match. There were many beautiful wild deer, and Yan Yuntong really saw the empress reveal a somewhat disappointed look. So Yan Yuntong suddenly said, "Empress, I still have a rare prey that I want to present to you, I think empress will like it." "Oh," the empress became interested, "what is it?" Yan Yuntong gestured for the guard to come forward, only to see that the guard was holding a golden pheasant, which had black bean-like eyes and was very pleasing to the eye. Suddenly the guard was somehow pecked hard, and the pain in his hand was so painful that he threw the golden pheasant out. The red-bellied golden pheasant spread its wings in the air, and the bright and dazzling color made people dazzled, it was like seeing the legendary phoenix. "Quickly catch it," the empress said. The guards quickly went up to catch the golden pheasant. After a while, the red-bellied golden pheasant was caught, and the empress decided to take it back to the rare animal garden in the palace. "Well done," the empress praised, very satisfied with the fourth daughter, and had already left the wild deer of the princess behind. D. Huang Guijun, who was sitting on the right side of the empress, glanced demonstratively at Queen Jun and sent a smile, which made Queen Jun gnash her teeth in anger. On the right side of the princess, the fourth empress daughter said to the princess, "Your highness is also lucky, otherwise how could you have caught such a rare bird? If I didn't have this rare bird, I would have lost too many points compared to the princess." The princess was so angry that she wanted to tear her mouth off. The two were fighting, and Du Xian could only sit quietly and drink tea, reducing his sense of existence, so as not to be remembered again. If you lose points or not, you will have to wait for the Zhenbian queen's daughter to return. Maybe the fourth empress daughter and the princess will lose points together. Xian, what do you think? The princess looked at Du Xian and said with a smile. Du Xian's eyes became cold, these two were really handful, it was not like that to take his wife as a raft. Princess has lost her points. If I boasted about this and made her lose face, would it be good for her to go back? Emperor Zhengjun was choked. All the noble ladies who entered the paddock returned one after another, but the Zhenbian queen's daughter was nowhere to be seen. The empress was impatiently waiting, and the sound of horse hooves sounded again in the distance. Everyone found that the seventh empress actually drove the horse back with Xu Ting. TN. Happy Easter, everyone. Smiley face.